Excellent. All right, so let's get back into it. And for those online, welcome back. Yeah, I do thank you for having your patience. Oh my goodness, and coming back and joining us. If you can turn your camera on, that's really nice. And I get to see human beings. Yay. Christel, thank you for that. Carmen, Gunther. Lily's from Singapore. How's it going? How's Singapore? Hot?
So hot.
Expensive?
Yeah. Crazy hot. Hi, everyone. So good to see you, buddy.
I'm sorry. I'm asking these questions. I can't actually hear anything, so I'm not sure how that works. Anyway. Okay. So for this range retreat, we are reading from the Anguttara Nikaya. And so each week I'll be doing a short reading from the Anguttara, which we then take us on an opportunity to discuss and to hopefully learn something. This week we are reading something on meditation and one of my favourite little suttas. So let me read through the whole sutta to begin with, and then we can see if we have anything to say about it. So this is from the Anguttara Nikaya number 11.2, Making a Wish, Chetana Karaniya Sutta. Mendicants, an ethical person who has fulfilled ethical conduct need not make a wish. May I have no regrets. It's only natural that an ethical person has no regrets. When you have no regrets, you need not make a wish. May I feel joy. It's only natural that joy springs up when you have no regrets. When you feel joy, you need not make a wish. May I experience rapture. It's only natural that rapture arises when you're joyful. When your mind is full of rapture, you need not make a wish. May my body become tranquil. It's only natural that your body becomes tranquil when your mind is full of rapture. When your body is tranquil, you need not make a wish. May I feel bliss. It's only natural to feel bliss when your body is tranquil. When you feel bliss, you need not make a wish. May my mind be immersed in samadhi. It's only natural for the mind to become immersed in samadhi when you feel bliss. When your mind is immersed in samadhi, you need not make a wish. May I truly know and see. It's only natural to truly know and see when your mind is immersed in samadhi. When you truly know and see, you need not make a wish. May I grow disillusioned. It's only natural to grow disillusioned when you truly know and see. When you're disillusioned, you need not make a wish. May I become dispassionate. It's only natural to grow dispassionate when you're disillusioned. When you're dispassionate, you need not make a wish. May I realize the knowledge and vision of freedom. It's only natural to realize the knowledge and vision of freedom when you're dispassionate. And so, mendicants, the knowledge and vision of freedom is the purpose and benefit of dispassion. Dispassion is the purpose and benefit of disillusionment. Disillusionment is the purpose and benefit of truly knowing and seeing. Truly knowing and seeing is the purpose and benefit of immersion. Immersion is the purpose and benefit of bliss. Bliss is the purpose and benefit of tranquility. Tranquility is the purpose and benefit of rapture. Rapture is the purpose and benefit of joy. Joy is the purpose and benefit of not having regrets. Not having regrets is the purpose and benefit of skillful ethics. And so, mendicants, good qualities flow on and fill up from one to the other, for going from the near shore to the far shore. So this is, like I said, one of my favorite shorter suttas on meditation and really on the whole of the Buddhist path. And so I'll go through and just make a few remarks on some of the factors here and some of the points that this particular sutta is making. Okay. First thing, as always with Buddhism, interesting to bear in mind, what is not there? Oh, that's one of the things that's not there. That's excellent. I can't believe you had such good timing. It's incredible. Wow, you must have set that up right before. Excellent. So one of the things that's not there is interruptions from smartphones. Excellent. That's great. That's so good. Can anybody else think of anything else that's not there?
It's not complete. It just got the knowledge and vision, isn't it?
Knowledge and vision of freedom.
Yeah, is it? That's not the final.
Sure, it is. Yeah, it's arahantship.
No.
Yeah. So what else isn't there?
I thought it doesn't say that good things happen to bad people.
It doesn't say good things happen to bad people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, sure, yeah.
I mean, it says good things happen to ethical people.
Right. Okay, so that's something that's missing, right? Okay, anything else that's missing?
Well, it sounds like the Bojangas, so like the first two.
Uh-huh.
It is. Investigation of Dharmas and mindfulness.
Similar to Bojangas, yeah. Other things that miss. What else is missing? Well, zebras. Right?
Elephants.
Thank you. Anything else that's missing?
Rituals.
Wow. Sounds a bit. I mean, it sounds a bit ritualish. That thing, doesn't it? Making a wish, right? So I'm gonna go do my offering. I'm gonna make a wish.
A genie.
A genie.
That's what's missing.
There's no genies also, okay? Excellent. That's another few things. What else is not there?
Dentivine?
Sorry?
Dentivine, praying to deities.
Praying to deities. I thought you said dental plans. but really, both of those things are not there. Both dental plans or praying to deities are both not there. Yeah. So, excellent. So, anyway, so we've got a few things that are not there. So, smartphone interruptions, dental plans, praying to deities, rituals, zebras. And look, we could keep going for quite some time. There's actually quite a lot of things that are not there. So, of course, I mean, in a way, you can't expect like a short sutta like that to include everything, right? So, it's giving a paradigm, an overall pattern. But one thing that's really, really clear about it is it is talking about like how you can develop. It's very much giving a sense of something that's possible, right? That you can start with things that are fairly doable, and then those things, that whole process unfolds within you, right? Now, of course, the sutra isn't supposed to be. This sutra doesn't really talk about energy. It doesn't talk about effort. So this is the lazy path, right? You could just. This is like you can just lay in the hammock and not do anything, and then somehow get enlightened. I don't think that's exactly the point. But again, the same thing. Like it doesn't necessarily include everything. It's obviously we assume that you're putting an effort into your practice, but you're not. Like the idea of you making a wish, making a prayer, making a vow. Elsewhere, the Buddha compared that to like a chook that's sitting on its eggs. And if the chook's in, and I got a lot of flack for this, by the way, when I translated this, I put chook in the translation, and everyone's like, "What's a chook?" And I'm like, I'm like, "Come on, man, what's wrong? I'm allowed to speak. I'm allowed to speak my native language." Chook sitting on the eggs, and whether you